I would like to thank all you people for coming from the classes of the 50s. There's one person out there tonight that I'd like to recognize, and he was our leader through the 50s, and it was Ralph Mortensen, our superintendent all through the 50s. Would you stand up, Ralph? He and Miss Markham geared us all the way through. And one of the things that Ralph did, we're all sitting in tonight. He was the instigator of this Ralph Gym, and I mean to tell you, he put a lot of work and time into getting this thing done. And it finished up in 1952 in time for the sectional tournaments. And the reason I remember that, because he took all of us young basketball boys and we helped him set up the tournaments and run them. And he ran a class operation, I'll tell you that. Could you possibly tell me what the cost of this gym was in 52, Mr. Mortensen? Do you have any idea what the cost was of the gym in 1952? I wanted to try to get that, and I didn't get a chance to get it. $150,000, and look at the dollars worth we've got out of that since 1952. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right, and that include the band room, the $150,000 included the band room, the ag room, and the home ec room, right? Okay. And one of the things I'd like to recognize were the teachers that started off in this new band room. The band teacher at that time was Mr. Van Sickle. I don't know if all of you remember him in the 50s. Betty Brinkman was our first home ec teacher in the new home ec room, and Dick Gray was our ag teacher, the first ag teacher in our new class over there. And we also had Miss Markham all the way through the 50s, like the rest of you people did. And if I remember right, 61 or 62 was her last years here. Excuse me. 66. Okay. Sorry about that. Anyway, we finished the gym in the spring of 1952, and that was probably our highlight sports year because the team that we had in 52 went all the way to sub-state. They turned around and went to sub-state in basketball, and they started off the year winning the Twin Lakes Conference in football. And I'd have to recognize those people as doing a very good job. And also in this gym, I'm probably going to talk about the gym quite a bit because that is our highlight for the 50s. Jerry Rickard is here tonight, and I know that he set the scoring record for the high school in Rolfe at 51 points, and it's never been broken yet. Would you stand up, Jerry? And one of the other things we had in the 50s, we had the most sets of twins that I think we've had in all the decades that we've had. We had quite a number of sets of twins in those years. And we also started hot meals back at that time where we had some super good cooks, and it was 25 cents a meal all the way through high school or grade school. I think this was really something different than we have now. In 1960, we brought in DMT into the school, and that's what we're kind of looking at now, where Rolfe is going on with Pocahontas. It was probably one of our big moves back at that time. I happened to be one of the last basketball players on the team that ever played competitive with DMT, and that was in 1956, before they merged in 1960. I'd like to read off a couple of the remember whens. One of them come from Gary Streit. I remember when school was canceled because of snow, we all managed to get to the gym to play basketball. Some of these things never change. Another one from Geraldine Hanson Hartman. I remember when we tried to outfox the teachers. Now I'm on the other side of the desk. I love it. You just know how these rascals think. And I've also got one from an anonymous. Does anyone know how the baby chicken got in Miss Markham's study hall? The story goes that every time she got near the vacant desk where the chicken was, he'd quit peeping. And he would start it again when she'd get back to her desk. Could that chicken still be in that desk? And through the 50s, we had a steady supply of Al Bell shows once a year, and I think we all kind of enjoyed that because we got out of class. And for the class of the 50s, we'd like to thank Mr. Mortensen and Miss Markham and all the teachers that we had through the 50s. They did a real good job for us. Thank you.